Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, a worship podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. To learn about the life of our church, our in-person ministries, and the virtual connections and offerings available, please visit us at www.godsacre.org. Now, wherever you are, wherever you are going, we welcome you to worship.
Church family, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to God's Acre on the Go on this Epiphany Sunday, wherever you happen to be, wherever you're traveling, whatever you're doing. We're so grateful to have you tuning in. And this is Epiphany Sunday, so we're looking at the journey of the Magi in the second chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And this means that it is the end of our Christmas season today. The 12 days of Christmas are past, and we move beyond, but we still have Epiphany to meditate upon and think about and pray about. So I'm going to invite you to prepare your hearts and minds for the word that will be offered as we listen one last time in this Christmas season to my dear friend Karen Harvey, who will play What Is This Lovely Fragrance kind of harmony with the three gifts that the Magi bring to Jesus. So listen and enjoy and prepare for the word that will be offered to you.
Our scripture today is Matthew 2, 1 through 12. It is the story of a journey of some people known as Magi who visit the Christ child. Matthew 2, 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. When we read stories from the Bible, like the one we have today about the visiting Magi and their mysterious star, we tend to get caught up in whether or not they are true, literally true. Was the star a comet we can name, or a special constellation? Searching for evidence that verifies a factual happening. Which is a shame, because not finding that, we sometimes don't really consider them at all. But honestly, if God had wanted us to be perfectly clear on the physical evidence, he could have had Jesus come in this age, and we would have all recorded it on our phones. Like the virgin birth and the angels appearing, whether or not they can be rigorously proven scientifically is not the point. And Matthew isn't writing in the hope we check our brains at the door. Rather, he's a literary genius who leads us to understand the depth and significance of this amazing journey. The journey of the Magi is the journey of us. One fact is true, and that is, to get at the meaning and the mystery of the journey, revealing the incarnation, God's perfection eternally dwelling in space and time, requires a little imagination. So let's agree we'll open our minds and travel with Matthew and his Magi that far on the journey. What would Matthew have wanted his community of disciples to imagine? What would be important to picture in their minds 50 or 60 years after Jesus' death? The story starts off in the time of King Herod. What kind of a time is that? Just the name Herod conjures fear and loathing. He was a totally determined and ruthless political animal who made his way by hook or crook or murder. He was Jewish, sort of, but I'll spare you the details. He was in with Roman power, and so though he had the wrong bloodlines, he was nonetheless, and to the dismay of most of the Jewish population, crowned king of the Jews, the Judeans. Some did admire his colossal building exploits. His massive and spectacular real estate creations included the refurbished temple in Jerusalem, the fortresses Masada and Herodium, and the port city of Caesarea Maritima, the capital of Roman Judea. Be that as it may, the historian Josephus reports that Herod, being extremely concerned, and with no doubt good cause, that no one would mourn his death, ordered that a large group of prominent people be killed when he himself died, so that grief on a scale befitting his buildings would be on show. his family, with seemingly greater conscience, declined to carry out the order. So the time of Herod is not to date the story, but to set the stage. Like we might say of the Holy Land now, it was the time of Netanyahu. Even in the future, we'd think immediately of what's happening now in Israel. Our YG travelers, being commissioned later this morning, could start the story of their journey to Puerto Rico by saying it was the Biden years. It gives us a picture of the times. Stage set, then, the Magi are off on the first leg of their journey to Jerusalem from the mysterious east. The term Magi would have conjured up a picture of an exotic traveling band who practiced something between astronomy and astrology, an intriguing kind of knowledge, but decidedly pagan, Gentile, other. Side note, I wonder how exotic and strange we seem to other communities we visit, like Puerto Rico. We might do well to consider it. But back to the Magi. According to Matthew, they were not kings, not wise, not three. I know what the hymn says, but go back and check the text. There were probably women and children with them, and they may have been nomadic. It would have been a difficult journey of at least a few months' time traveling, and with all the many desert crossing problems on the way. Not enough water, bandits, injured camels. All to say, not a journey to be taken lightly. And so that star must have had quite a pull, undoubtedly a divine one, according to the thinking of the day. And to my thinking, too. These Gentiles, just as the prophet Isaiah had predicted, were being drawn to worship Israel's God. And they were being led by a star, which Matthew's crowd knew indicated the birth of greatness, of emperors, of kings. And it led the Magi to baby Jesus. But that's skipping ahead. First, we must go to Jerusalem. Why is that, you might ask? Matthew wants us to contrast and compare the human responses to God. I'm curious if you see yourselves here. We have the Magi searching, a few of them maybe doubting the wisdom of a trip at some points, but faithfully following the star where it draws them. We have the learned religious leaders who know the scriptures, but decline the journey, perhaps not wanting to get mixed up with these strange foreigners. And then, of course, we have Herod, unable to imagine one better than himself to be king, who, dripping with irony, says, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may also go and pay him homage." As if. Which of these should we model? It's a pretty safe bet Matthew's heroes are the Magi. If we keep following their star, what else can we learn from these strange foreigners on their journey? They travel on, and to state the obvious, they find Jesus. And Matthew tells us the result is joy. To find Jesus is to be overjoyed. And the natural response is thanksgiving, the offering of your gifts. It's a beautiful, happy end to the challenging, adventurous, and ultimately rewarding journey they've been on. Or is it? Is it the end? The text says the Magi, warned in a dream about Herod, were taken home by another road. We might think the final lines placed here are just to throw Herod off the Holy Family scent, which they do. But they also tell us that having experienced Jesus, the Magi's journey continues differently. They are warned in a dream, which, like the star, is a sign of divine involvement, to travel back to their country via another route. I like the older translations that say another way, because the early disciples of Jesus called his teachings, how he lived and asks us to live, the way. To be a disciple is to follow the way. The Magi, the men and women of the caravan, looking out towards the desert, not sure what they will find, are a picture of discipleship. Searching, finding, following, no longer a star in the sky, but the star within, Jesus's way. Not unlike the YG kids being commissioned at 10 o'clock, searching for something, maybe not knowing what, finding the unconditional love of God, and now standing, looking out on a journey, a not-so-little band of travelers, seeing Christ in each other and in those they seek to serve, trusting the way of Jesus home. Life gives us many of these little journeys and is also one hopefully long journey. There will always be camel breakdowns, supply shortages, human error, but also never-ending joy and celebration of gifts and adventure. That's what the Magi have in front of them. That's what YG has before them. And all of us, too. We humans are made with this longing, this yearning to find God. And so we journey. I've often wondered if, even when we get to heaven, God will greet us with, "Welcome to the journey." As I think of it now, God already has. I wish for each of us and all of us together to feel God's welcome to the journey in 2024, to faithfully move towards that, to find the way of Christ, our inner star, now, for us, the modern Magi, and to picture in our imaginations what that journey looks like, and to take it. Amen. Holy One, give us imaginations to see the journey and the courage to travel that way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for joining us for Worship on the Go. To support this podcast and the ministries of our church, please consider making a contribution by clicking the Give button in the top right on our website, www.godsacre.org, or within today's email. God bless you and have a wonderful week.